The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You think you were listening to
streaming live 24/7 at tntradioempire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher,
and now Spotify.
What's going on, Craig? By the way, keep it non-controversial. No sports, no politics. Oh, what else we can talk about?
Drugs. Bill Gates is 65 today. Oh, that's controversial, yeah, technically, apparently. Or it could be.
Yeah. Oh, because you mentioned Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he gets together with Soros and funds all those protests.
Yeah, they make the coronavirus for us.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. About that. Yeah.
And then they put it in our vaccines or something. Right, I don't know.
I think it's our drinking water.
Yeah.
It's also Julia Roberts' birthday. She's 53 today. Who's taller, Julia Roberts or Bill Gates?
Ooh. Bill Gates is lanky, but I don't think he's that tall.
Well, I want to think that Julia Roberts is tall, but I
Julia
don't
Roberts,
know.
She might be 5'7", 5'8", 5'9".
She was never like model tall.
No, but she could be 5'9", and he might not be 5'9". The only time I ever see him standing next to anybody, it's his wife or it's Warren Buffett.
I don't think Julia Roberts is particularly tall.
Yeah, I don't know. She's taller. She might be taller than the average woman. The average woman's like 5'4", so she might be 5'7", 5'8".
You're saying model Julia Roberts is not model tall?
Was she ever like a runway model? I don't know. I thought she was just an actress.
Whatever. I think this is a good game, Craig. And Nick's not here to play it. You should call him so he can lose over the phone. All right.
Yeah, Nick's probably that's what he needs. Yeah. Another loss.
I want to lose over the phone.
He's driving now.
I know. You better be listening. I would say, I hate to pick against Bill Gates on this one.
Yeah,
because he doesn't look that short, and he looks tall. He's lanky.
My first instinct was Julia Roberts.
Mine was too.
But she's a taller than average woman.
My first instinct doesn't mean I'm right half the time.
No.
And I think Bill Gates.
It's only his name that's giant.
It's about average. Bill Gates is taller.
Yeah. God, I hate to, man, I'm with Bush, my first. I'll go Bill Gates is taller.
I'm going to stick with Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts checks in at 5'9".
Mm-hmm. I said she might be tall.
Bill Gates checks in at 5'10".
Good game. Somebody's pissed about that.
That was
me.
A tough one.
Yeah, me. Right here. Pissed.
F you. Let's talk about F you. No asterisks there. That was a real game.
Yeah.
Was that Nick? Who was he picking?
Oh, he's on delay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that's right. He's hearing the show a few seconds later.
Oh, so he might get this right.
He might not have gotten the
answer
yet.
Who were you picking, Nick?
I think it's Julia Roberts.
You lost.
You're wrong.
God damn it.
Nick's going. Nick's driving somewhere to shoot a commercial in case you just tuned in. So I wanted you to lose on the road.
I did.
Yes, you did. See you tomorrow, sucker.
Yeah, I don't want to cause a pileup between Omaha and Lincoln.
But I want him to lose while he's driving.
Seriously.
I feel better now that somebody's with me.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have gotten that much of a delay. He just turned the radio down, didn't he, like a pro?
He must have.
Yeah, delay's only like 10 seconds.
It's a little more than that.
Well, it ain't 3 minutes.
No. All right, we've got a horrible story here.
I think on the stream sometimes it is.
Yeah, but not in the radio.
I don't know, because I always listen this way.
Yeah.
What's whatever's going through my headphones right now.
Right.
A horrible story.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
You challenge
it would
us.
Be to me.
Okay.
New York City man, 33-year-old Leonard Shoulders.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up. I tweeted out this story. This is my absolute nightmare, so go ahead.
So you're saying this is a horrible story?
It's horrible if you have the same fear that I do. And I think any human being would.
New York City man, 33-year-old Leonard Shoulders, was waiting for a bus.
Oh, did he get halfway home and realize the garage door was still open? Is that the nightmare?
Worst nightmare.
Okay, this is first. That might be second.
Leonard Shoulders was waiting for a bus recently when a sinkhole opened up in the sidewalk and he fell 12 to 15 feet into the sinkhole, breaking an arm and a leg.
And he was stuck.
This is when it gets horrifying.
Oh.
Leonard dropped into a swarm of rats. His brother Greg White told the New York Daily News he couldn't move and the rats were crawling all over him. He didn't scream because he didn't want the rats going into his mouth.
Now, I couldn't even read past that. Obviously, he's alive, so how'd they get him out? And obviously, he had to get a bunch of rabies shots.
Emergency crews took about a half hour to rescue him. Mr. Shoulders has been hospitalized. His mom said the rats down there were ridiculous. They were so big.
I don't care how big they are.
Yeah.
Covered with rats, that's the animal that I cannot handle, or the rodent, whatever.
His mom says he's traumatized.
I have nightmares about that anyway, because I remember seeing Willard as a kid.
Oh.
And that one, that freaked me out to this day. Rats, I mean, I could walk into a room of snakes, and I wouldn't like it, but it would not scare me near as much as a bunch of rats.
That's why I walked the 3.7 miles instead of taking the bus, because you might fall into a sinkhole.
But you froze your ass off, though.
And get swarmed with rats.
So I tweeted that out, that story last night, and I said, oh, hell no. And then our buddy Chad Daniels said, what the actual, you know, he just typed out an F-bomb right there, too. Just a brutal story.
I've never thought of myself as really scared of rats, in that situation, I'm thinking it might kick in.
Now, one rat, I would freak out, but we're talking, if you watch the movie Willard or Ben, both those movies, Ben was the follow-up. They redid Willard with Crispin Glover years ago, which I never saw. But I get the gist. But I remember being a kid when I saw Willard, and I was traumatized by the movie.
Yeah, I'm not a rat hater, but I think it would be hard to remain calm in that situation.
And not scream. For fear the rat would get into your mouth.
That means there's a lot of rats then. They're all over your body.
A swarm of rats.
And I'm surprised he didn't get killed, because rats would end up biting you, right?
Yeah, did he get bit?
How did he get out?
They get the emergency workers got him out. I've given you the every detail I have on the story.
Yeah, I might have taken a chance and spoken up, though.
I think maybe one quick, loud F-bomb.
Well, you would think you would, if one hand was still usable, you put that on your mouth and scream.
Right, at least a muffled scream.
Or just put it further out. I don't even know. I don't know what I would do. I would probably just say I'd die. Yeah, that dude's going to have trouble just walking down the street.
Hope you weren't wearing baggy pants.
Yeah. Oh.
That's Indiana Jones falling into the snake pit.
Yeah, but like I said, snakes wouldn't bother me. I don't like them, but that rats.
Yeah.
So he didn't get gnawed on at all?
He had to get gnawed on a little bit.
Well, the rats were freaking out, too. The hell is this?
Yeah. Well, food.
Right. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Yeah, the rats were probably just as scared
for a minute.
Yeah, and then they started chewing on you.
Yeah, and then they started defending their territory.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That is just horrible.
Yeah.
All right, Ben in Wichita.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So when I got out of college, I worked at a grain elevator, and we used an elevator as a long-term storage. Like, we didn't go in there other than very rare inspections.
Right.
And I quit working for a grain elevator because of that elevator.
Because of rats?
There were rats in there.
Yeah.
Yes. They weren't afraid of us.
Oh. Did they come
and
after
so
you?
We'd have,
go ahead.
We'd have a guy watching to make sure that the rats would stay at bay because they kept creeping towards us.
Whoa. Aggressive rats?
Aggressive rats. I'm like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah.
And rats love the grain elevator.
It's like that guy that walks up into that. It's the guy that walks up into his attic and sees those mannequins sitting around that commercial. And go, oh, I'm out.
Nope.
So you're right. No, I would quit that grain elevator in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
The thought went through my head of, I spent how much money going to college?
I'm out. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Thank you, man.
It's like Ernie Hudson in Ghostbusters. This job is not worth another five a year.
T95, our home in Wichita. Love our fans there. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, any
Patronize
job.
Advertise,
any job where you got to have one dude designated as the rat wrangler.
Right.
keep them at bay, we'll get the corn.
There was a feed mill near my house, and as kids, we used to hang out up there on the piles of piled up feed mill, which was all wrapped in plastic, right next to the railroad tracks. And we'd hide up there and throw rats would come out once in a while. We'd throw rocks at them. That was for fun. So I remember what those things. Yeah, any time you got a feed mill, we didn't have a full grain elevator, but it was a feed mill right there in my town. You're right, there are rats everywhere.
Wow, these are New York City,
right? And New York
subway
City
rats.
Right? Yeah.
Oh God,
yeah. They're big. Yeah,
we've got a rat problem.
Yep.
Where's Round and Round when you need it?
Oh, damn it! I didn't even think about that. I don't like Craig to tell me ahead of time what the stories are about. So I would have had that ready to go. I do like that commercial. Always have.
I am amused by that as well.
I still like it. I think it's cool they did that. First of all, that song went back into the charts, and a lot of kids didn't know the song Round and Round from Rat, and it rocks. I even like the ant commercial. We got ants.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of house.
They're gonna have to,
hope you can keep it clean.
They're going to have to follow it up with something. You know, rats, ants, what else can they do, though, you know? Yeah. That's a better song than this. Although that song never bothered me. Just a good hypothermia.
Hi. Phil is in Omaha to join Rat Talk.
Hey, bud.
Hey, my dad used to work at Oscar Mayer years ago out in Davenport, Iowa.
Okay.
And there was one section where the guys, there was a dump across the street.
Yeah.
But the rats would come over there from the dump, and these rats were as big as dogs. They had to carry guns down there.
Oh, man. Just shoot.
And they were aggressive, too. I mean, they didn't carry 22s. They carried 357s.
Really?
38. Oh, yeah, they were big. And they were, it was... Dad never liked going down in there, and when he did, he'd always have to go with somebody that had the gun.
And a 22 wouldn't take them out? They're that big?
No, they were that big.
Wow.
Yeah, they were huge.
Man.
Nobody ever wanted to go down there.
All right. Well, they're full of Oscar Mayer wieners.
Is that why we also have rat tracings in our wieners? All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. It sucks for Rat, too, by the way. That commercial pretty much was this year. And, you know, Piercy, who we met, he's in the studio with us years ago, really good dude. That band could have capitalized on that commercial and played.
Well, in another sense, they capitalized on it because there were a lot of eyes on the TV this year.
And, yeah. Oh, that's true, too.
You know?
And they bought the record, probably,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and they got a bump, and I'm sure that was the paycheck from Geico was a pretty nice paycheck.
Yeah,
and they didn't have to venture out.
No. But once again.
So it was a good year for Rad.
They want to pay a lot. They want to play live. You know?
No, not if you could make a bunch of money from a Geico commercial.
Well, they would have done it either way.
I'd stay home.
They would have done it either way.
Yes, they could have capitalized more.
Yeah. That's okay. Things are great the way they are. Let's keep it status quo. That's what I want.
Keep turning the corner.
Everything to stay the same.
Want another rat call?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. Show. Thanks, man.
Hey, so I was deployed to the Middle East in Kuwait, and, you know, we'd go and get our food from the chow hall. Mm-hmm. And outside the chow hall, there were all the trash cans where we have to throw our trash away. And there'd be rats just hanging out on top of the trash cans. But I'm talking about, like, you know, a good foot and a half, you know, long rat just hanging out. And they wouldn't let you open the trash cans because they'd be sitting on the lid. So we just, like, let the trash pile up, and they'd collect it for us.
Man, were they aggressive? Of course, you guys are packing heat, obviously, if you're if you're in the Army. So did they get anywhere near you? Did you have to shoot any? I guess they don't want you shooting guns. They don't want you shooting guns around. I never thought about that.
No, but, you know, like, we'd be carrying around our 16s, and we'd kind of, you know, butt stroke them a little bit to get them off the trash cans.
Did they ever crawl into your tents when you're trying to sleep? Or you guys in buildings?
Oh, all the time. All the time, yeah.
Oh. Ugh. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thanks thanks for serving, man.
Hey, anytime.
Man.
General Motors bringing back the Hummer. Who didn't like a Hummer?
The big one?
That's stuck to the tape.
Because the big one always became
gross. Of course it did. I'll say that a million times.
The big one became...
Who doesn't like a Hummer? Who doesn't like a Hummer?
I like the big Hummers, too. no, the big one became astonishingly gross quickly. You know what I mean? They came out with a Hummer, too. It seemed like just a regular SUV.
But that was still a big vehicle.
It was still big. But the big one became... You're gross. Didn't you think I felt that way?
Well,
it
became
into
you
that,
are a gas guzzling piece of just junk.
Oh, but are they
total status symbol?
But it turned from status symbol. Remember Schwarzenegger bought one
because
it cost a lot of money, and that was a big deal. Oh, this thing's really cool. Then you saw average guy on the road with them. You don't see many anymore
because they
became like you are gross. And that's Nick's word.
Well, the problem with them was the horrendous gas mileage.
Right, yes.
But, I mean, engine technology's gotten better. Are they bringing them back with some sort of hybrid engine or something?
No, it is not hybrid. It is all electric.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
But that's why they became gross, because they were just gas-guzzling pieces of crap.
They were 5 miles to the gallon, maybe.
Right.
Oh, they were just opulent.
And they were not built... to go on the road.
But they were sold to go on the road then. They weren't.
Absolutely. If people are going to buy them for that, fine. Of course you'll sell them for it. I don't care why you're using it. Yeah, I'll sell you one.
Now, the small Hummer I thought was kind of cool looking, but even that probably burned some major gas too, I'm guessing.
I think I drove one for a little bit because we were working with a car dealer.
Okay.
The small Hummer looks like
a regular SUV, I thought.
It's still a big vehicle.
But the other one was just ridiculous.
And I don't recall it getting very good gas mileage either.
So this is the same size as the old Hummer?
I've given you the information I cared enough to look into.
Craig's right. They were meant to take off-road. They were meant to
mount
machine guns in the back.
Right, that's what they were meant for. Right.
They're military vehicles.
LeBron's going to appear on a Wheaties cereal box. They are honoring athletes using their platform to make an impact in the community. He's going to take over as the cereal box cover athlete replacing Serena. The background of the box will feature families from LeBron's I Promise School in Akron. The school opened in 08 to help the most at-risk students with their education.
Yeah, he did. He finances that school, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've just kind of forgotten about athletes or famous people being on Wheaties boxes.
Ah, me too. I don't buy Wheaties that much.
Because they suck.
Right. That might be why.
Well, if you put sugar on, they're fine. You know?
I remember buying a bag like back when I was in junior high. Michael Jordan was on it. I was like, oh, no, these suck.
Well,
that's why I've never bought them.
Well, they taste like cornflakes, but you have to have sugar on them.
Yeah.
Wheaties by themselves are worthless.
Yeah, they're terrible.
It's just a mush. Especially if you don't eat them right away.
No, they're a little heavier taste than cornflakes.
But you have to have sugar on them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The way they're sold, they're just bland nothingness.
Right, right.
Some people would suggest, and these are not people that I hang out with, that you just put fruit in the bowl.
Yes.
You can do that, too.
Instead of sugar.
I do both a lot of times. And it's a sugar substitute, and they say that's bad.
And some maple syrup, and some agave.
But for whatever reason, when we were kids, you had to have Wheaties.
Oh, yeah. But I put sugar on my Wheaties.
I would do that, too.
Yeah.
I think the fruit every once in a while, too.
Yeah. Bananas.
Cut up some strawberries.
Yeah.
Actually sounds good right now.
Yeah. All the Wheaties with bananas in it, yeah.
Some berries.
Yeah. Berries, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Or just get frosted flakes.
Yeah.
Why make it harder than it needs to be?
Yeah, we got some blueberry in there now. Ryder goes to the store, we get the good junk.
Do they make good junk chocolate frosted flakes? I thought I saw some chocolate form of frosted flakes in the store sometime back. That was one of my.
I think I've seen that.
Frosted flakes are one of my
favorites.
Yes, they
do.
Growing up,
chocolate frosted flakes. Here they are.
I do want to remind everyone that if you can just use chocolate milk on your cereal.
You can, actually. And I always forget about that. I used to do that when I'd run out of regular milk and there's some chocolate milk in there. I've done that, yeah.
I'm telling you, the chocolate and peanut butter Cheerios that they sell are fantastic.
I got to try those. I haven't tried those.
They are fantastic. I got some in the cabinet right now.
Once in a while, if there's a chocolate cereal and chocolate milk in the fridge, I'll have that.
Oh, I've done the chocolate peanut butter Cheerios with chocolate almond milk on top, and
that's
really good.
Man.
That's really good.
That sounds freaking awesome.
Yeah. Little post-nap snack.
I might have to stop at the store just by those two things. And I got some douchebag at the counter. Is he buying a lot of chocolate, huh? Shut up!
It makes me happy.
Pick me up some berries. I'm out of berries.
On your way home.
And I don't go to the store.
Yeah, I'll remember that.
Yet.
No, try that. I did not know
that there was chocolate peanut butter Cheerios.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I mean, we get the cinnamon Cheerios. I like a lot. But that,
those are good.
Jesus, chocolate. Peanut butter Cheerios?
Chocolate peanut butter Cheerios with the chocolate
milk. There are so many flavors of Cheerios now.
I knew there was more.
Seriously, I know you don't go to the store, but seemingly hundreds of varieties of flavors of Cheerios now. At the Meyer store in Van Buren, Michigan, the Detroit Free Press says that a man pooped into an empty box, closed it, and put it back on the shelf.
Not cool, dude.
Any reason?
The suspect also stole some items from the store. The suspect left the parking lot in a light-colored Ford Escape. Police say they have no leads.
What was the box?
On any suspect.
Did somebody come by and buy that box? And what? They're checking it out. What the hell's everything?
This thing stinks.
That must have happened.
Yeah.
Because it was security footage that they had to look at, and they found that, they saw the guy doing this.
Poop in a box?
So I imagine somebody had to go, I'm going to buy one of these, and, I don't want that one.
Is that a meth thing, you think?
So he didn't bring his own box? He grabbed a box off the shelf?
And he did He did the pooping right there in the aisle?
And I don't know why they have an empty box there at the Meyer
store.
Yeah,
why would it be empty?
Nevertheless.
Right? Yeah.
Unless they were stocking stuff.
Oh, poop in the box.
Yeah. Don't poop in the box.
especially
plus
if you're just
plus he had to
have
one right in the chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, ready to go.
You had to go in ready to go.
You don't just poop on command. I know I can't. And I've tried. it's a kink thing.
Right. You got to work your way up to it.
Yeah. Don't kink shame.
Anticipate the worst
and hope for the best.
Optimism's a big letdown.
But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.